I'm delighted to be speaking to Claire O'Mara of Mungeret St Paul's ahead of this year's AIB All-Ireland Ladies Football Junior Club Championship Final, which takes place in Parnell Park on Saturday, December 15th. This year, AIB becomes the title sponsor of the All-Ireland Ladies Football Championship. This historic four-year sponsorship marks the first time a single sponsor has united Gaelic football, hurling, camogie and ladies football all under the one banner. So, big final coming up against Nadunnagh or Downings, I should say, of Donegal. Claire, how much are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, so excited. We're all so excited back in Mungeret. It's definitely nothing that we're used to. So, yeah, we're ready. Can't wait for it.
And, you know, when you go back to your semi-final, you edged out Cooler Strandhill by 8 points to 1-5 in normal time before it went to free kicks, 3-1 on free kicks. What was that like?
Yeah, we definitely don't do things easy in any shape or form. We were very lucky to actually equalise it in normal time with Claire Coughlin, who we call Nan, came on and scored the equaliser. And then it went to extra time, and I think we were up by 2 points, and Strandhill ended up coming back and equalising it in the last, I think, 10 seconds. So that went then to free kicks, and then we had five girls stand up to take the kicks, and we were lucky to end up winning 3-1 on free kicks.
And what was it, a nervy experience, or had you been involved in a free kick shootout before?
Well, I actually didn't take one now myself, but yeah, it was nervous to watch, nerve-wracking. I wouldn't want to have taken one now myself, but fair play to the girls that did take them. But yeah.
And there's such fine margins in sport, but like you were talking about Claire Coughlin there, like 7 minutes into injury to stoppage time of normal time. Did you think it was gone at that stage? And also, you might explain the nickname to me.
Yeah, at that stage, I thought it was gone. I thought it was over. But when I saw her taking the kick and it going over, we were absolutely delighted then. But yeah, I think, I don't know, was I 16 or 17? And I'm Claire and she's Claire. But I think she was playing county football with Limerick. And I think, did they give her the nickname Nan? I don't know, is it because she was the oldest of the bunch? But yeah, we call her Nan back in Mungeret. Just people have the same name as well, so it's easier to distinguish between the two.
And like, this is a great achievement for Mungeret St Paul's. I mean, previous to yourselves, only two Limerick teams have reached this stage of the championship: Gerald Griffins in 2000 and Moreau Boher in 2014. So I presume it's not lost any, you know, getting this far in the journey.
Yeah, I suppose at the start of the year, our biggest aim was to just win the county final. For the last few years, we've had such disappointment losing out narrowly by single points in finals and semi-finals. So when we won the county final, every other match on was just a bonus, and we're so lucky to have won a Munster title, and now we're just hoping to go all the way and win an All-Ireland title.
And what's the excitement like in the parish?
Yeah, it's so exciting. The club have been supporting us for the last few weeks with bunting, banners, signs, organising buses and everything. So yeah, so exciting.
So who have been the drivers of this team in recent years and got you to a stage where you're able to push for an AIB All-Ireland title?
I suppose just the disappointment over the last few years. We've had a core group that have been involved, the likes of Anya Ryan, Claire Coughlin, Jenny O'Malley, Megan O'Malley, Niamh O'Keefe. There's just a core group of girls that have been around for the last few years and have had such disappointing days. And I think we've all just stuck at it, and we've actually just gone on and gone one step ahead of what we were hoping to do. But yeah.
How many years have you played with the team yourself?
I'd say I was about 15 or 16. So it's nearly coming up to 10 years now I've been playing with the adult team in Mungeret. So yeah.
And did you, I suppose along the way, did you ever think yourself that you would get to a stage like this?
No, I actually can't believe that I'm in an All-Ireland final with my club. I never even thought to think, or I never thought that we'd ever reached one. But it's, yeah, It's amazing.
And at the start of this year, what was the goal?
Just to win a county final, go up senior. So over the
How do you marry, your work life and your social life with playing GA? Because obviously there's a huge amount involved.
Yeah, I suppose it's such a big commitment. My family are just so GA orientated. I suppose I go to work, do my 8 to 4, 9 to 5, come home and go to training most evenings. So I feel like it's just my usual day-to-day life. But yeah, it is a big commitment, but I just love it, so it's easy.
And is it a very tight-knit group? Would you have a lot of like maybe sisters and cousins and that type of thing?
Yeah, we've a our team is very close. We've all been playing together for years. There's a mixture of youth, mixture of experienced players, but we all get on extremely well, and we're like a little family. It's nearly upsetting that it's the last match of the year. I know we're still playing football in the middle of December, but yeah, we're a very knit group, and yeah.
And who would have been your own influences and people who got you interested in playing football?
I suppose my mom and my dad. My mom actually found the club, the ladies' club, back 30 over 30 years ago. So I suppose she's been my biggest influence with football over the years, driving me places and encouraging me. And then my dad as well, giving me critiques.
Can you talk to me about your mother being involved with setting up the football team? And obviously you were too young, you obviously weren't around for that,
Yeah.
but what have you been told about that? And was she a football player of note?
I suppose I think it was over 30 years ago it was set up. I think her and a few of the girls were playing soccer back in Mungert, and I think did she just decide to set it up then? And yeah, I think it was 1991 maybe. It was set up. So I think they just wanted a ladies' football club after playing soccer. But yeah.
And that would really kind of complete the circle nicely. She sets up the football club, you go and win an All-Ireland title with it.
Yeah, it'd be amazing. I suppose it's a special occasion for both us. Mungert ladies football just getting to their first All-Ireland final, and mom actually finding the club. So I suppose it's a special occasion for us both.
And then just one final question. What would it mean to the parish if you could win this title?
Oh, it'd be amazing. Incredible. I suppose the girls, our team and coaches have worked so hard all year. I suppose it was February or March when we started training. People have sacrificed so much, so it would be the icing on the cake, really, if we could win the All-Ireland final. So at the moment, we're enjoying the lead up, and hopefully on the day we can perform. But yeah.
So that's the AIB All-Ireland Ladies Football Junior Club Championship final, which takes place this Sunday, December 15th, Mungert St Paul's against an Donegh of Donegal. Thanks very much, Claire.
All right, thank you.